Jesus Christ. Amen. Just without waste of time, let us turn to our Bibles. Tomorrow we will be having a memorial service for Sister Tenai's husband. I'm told it will just be directly opposite Home Affairs downtown. There's a funeral parlor there, so we'll meet there at 3 o'clock. Amen. Let's be early if you are coming. 3 o'clock. We'll just have a service before, because we know the burial is not going to be this side, or the body will be repatriated back to Nigeria. Amen. But the family thought we should just have a memorial service this side. Amen. I don't know whether it's the piano or something is making a bit of a noise. Amen. All right. So just be there at 3 o'clock so that they wanted to do that so that at least there is closure this side. Amen. God bless you richly, and we really appreciate the response of the saints when they were requested to make contributions. I think it went a long way in alleviating the pressure on the family, and I think that is what a spiritual family is for. Amen. A lot of times, a spiritual family must outdo the natural family. Isn't it so? Amen. God bless you richly. Now, without waste of time, don't forget now, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, we just have a limited time allocated there. Hence, I say, the earlier, the better. Amen. Now, Matthew, that is the scripture for this evening. The chapter will be chapter 25. We'll just read from verse 1. Matthew 25 from verse 1, it says, "Then shall the kingdom of God be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept." Amen. "And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to tell to them that sell, and buy for yourselves.' While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other vision, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' And he answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.'" Amen. As we bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, here's a portion of a scripture. We have just read it for this evening. May you come and bring the inspiration. May you come and impart life, dear God. It is a midweek service. It thought it should be responsible for us to meet in this fashion. And Lord, just to get re-energized for the rest of the week. May you be gracious, Heavenly Father, and speak to us in a very special manner. Because I know with you, Sunday and Wednesday are no different. It's the same Holy Spirit on Sunday, same Holy Spirit on Wednesday. May you be gracious, Heavenly Father, that when we leave this place, we must be a better people, dear God, as we commit myself and committed the rest of the congregants to you. You know their needs. May you minister to their needs, dear God, as we I commit all of them to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. While you take your seats. Amen. Just a couple of minutes. I want to speak on a divine pattern. Amen. A divine pattern. That's what I want us to look into. And maybe this was brought about by a question that was posed to the prophet when he was around here. Amen. But one thing that I need you to have at the top of your mind is that the foolish visions and the wise visions, both of them were visions. Amen. That means both of them were clean. Both of them were not defiled. The only difference is that a certain segment was wiser, another was foolish. Amen. And what made them foolish? A determiner was the oil, which you already know symbolizes the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we'll get into that, but they ask the prophet of God this question in the message COD, paragraph 271, or rather question 271. They said, will only those who have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be in the rapture of the church, or will all believers be indicated? Amen. That is they wanted to know what will be a determiner for one to go into the rapture. Will it be the whole believers, or will it be the believers that are filled with the Holy Ghost? Amen. So there are believers in general terms, but there are believers that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Are we together? But both of them are believers. Are we together? That is why when we speak about a pattern, we speak about a dress that if you were to, we'll get into that. But when if you were to make a dress, you are going to extract it from a bigger cloth. But the material that makes the cloth is the same material that is made of the remnants. Are we together? So that means the remnants and the dress are they are not different in terms of the fabric. But what makes them to be different, it is that one is part of the pattern. Are we together? And my desire this evening is not just to be part of the message group. It's not just to be a follower of the message. It's not just to be a professor of the message. But my desire is that let me be part of the pattern. Because what is going to be respected is the pattern that is going to be extracted from the entire fabric. Are we together? And that is why this is where you need to understand and really take it to heart, is that that is why I'm not a believer that anyone should be looked up to except Christ. Are we together? The only person that you've got to look up to is Christ, because what's happening? You may look up to a person and only to find that they are part of the remnant. They are not part of the pattern. Are we together? You've got to hear me very well when it comes to this point. A lot of what has discouraged a lot of people along the Christian journey is because they used certain individuals as a barometer instead of using the weight as a barometer. Men come and men go, and men fail, men rise and men fall, but this has never fallen. Are we together? And that is why every one of us, our desire, we must have a burning desire that we need to fit the pattern. Are we together? Amen. The Holy Ghost, I don't know how can I emphasize how critical it is for one to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. It used to be when we in the earlier years when we came into the message and after you were baptized, the way it was so emphasized, as a new convert then, you would wake up in the middle of the night with a burning desire, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know how many in the building have ever gone through that. Amen. Because we understood that being baptized is not an automatic process that you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's why Brother Branham later he says, you've got to be tested first. Amen. And because we knew that once you are filled with the Holy Ghost, then you have reached a point of no return. Amen. And I think the greatest danger today, we baptize so many people, but few are retained. Because a lot of people, they think that the water baptism, it's about that. But that is not about that. It's just at the beginning of the process. Amen. Because once God baptizes with the Holy Ghost is the comforter. The Holy Ghost will teach you all the things that he taught when he was here. The Holy Ghost will protect you. The Holy Ghost is the insight teacher. Are we together? So that means when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, we have a guarantee. We have an assurance that you will never be deceived. But outside the Holy Ghost, we don't know what you can amount to tomorrow. You can surprise us. But a man with the Holy Ghost, that man or that woman, you can really be assured that no matter what comes or goes, they will remain in their post of duty. Amen. And actually, the prophet of God says, take the Holy Ghost out of a man. He can go lower than an animal. Did you hear me? Amen. It's not enough in our time just to rely on human decency. That I'm just a decent human being. We've seen decent people doing horrendous stuff. You've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is God in human flesh, which is your flesh today. The Holy Ghost is an eternal transaction. It's where God says you are mine. And no one will reverse that transaction. Are we together? I wish it can be. And sometime we can be filled with the Holy Ghost, but our negligence can make the Holy Ghost to fly away. Because the Holy Ghost is very timid. What attracts the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham, is like the relationship between the dove and the lamb. The nature of the lamb attracts the dove. But as soon as the nature becomes of the wolf, the dove flies away. So it is in your interest to make sure that you always have the nature of the lamb so that the dove, which is the Holy Spirit, can always be upon your life because the dove leads the lamb. Amen. Are we together? Amen. Does everybody get how important it is? Amen. Now, Brother Branham, he's answering that question that has been asked of him. He said, Daniel said, I saw him come to the Ancient of Time, and he came with ten thousands of saints, the rapture. The church had gone on. Then they came down in the judgment seat, and the books were opened. Is that right? Another book was opened, which was the book of life, the sanctified believer that hadn't received the Holy Ghost. Did you hear that? Those foolish visions, their names are in the book of life. You see, Brother Branham's book is bringing the books to the fore. Their names are written in the books of life. They are sanctified believers, but are not filled with the Holy Ghost. But those that are sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, it means their names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. Are we together? And what is going to happen when it says the books were open? That is the Book of Life. Because once your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you are not a candidate for the White Throne Judgment. Actually, you are part of the judges. You're going to judge. Are we together? But when your name is written in the book of life, you're going to be subjected to a trial. And based on your works, then they can make a decision whether you come in or you don't come in. But when you come in, you don't become part of the bride. You are still a servant. You are part of the people in the new city that will come into the city to serve the king and the queen. Are we together? Because the queen, the king and the queen, the queen, which is the bride, will go into the rapture. Anyone that does not go into the rapture is not part of the bride. Are we together? Because what's happening before the rapture, all the saints of all ages will rise from the dead. And they will appear unto the saints for 30, 40 days. And after the rapture will take place. Are we together? That means from the beginning with Paul and the rest of them, they will be from Ephesian age and all the ages, they will rise and they will come up. And Brother Branham, when he speaks about the order of the resurrection, you will not recognize Paul immediately. You will recognize the people that lived during your time. Are we together? And they will recognize the people that lived during their time. And when that realization happens, then there will be a body change. To the world, it's beginning to sound like it's foolish. There's going to be a body change, folks. Are we together? And you ask, they ask Brother Branham, how will the rapture take place? He says, it will just be a body change. They expected him to try to say the atoms and the molecules, we've got no formula. The only formula is that believe the word of God, remain ready and be filled with the Holy Ghost. When that time comes, your body will change. What will happen to your clothes? I don't know. But what I know, it will be the secret going of the church. That means your jacket will not be hanging on the street. God will make sure that it turns back into molecules and atoms and you disappear and the world will have no idea. And the greatest tragedy is that even some message believers will never have an idea of what happened. Did you hear me? Even some message believers will not know what has happened. It will be business as usual. Amen. Then he says, didn't Jesus teach that 10 virgins went out to meet the bridegroom, and all of them were virgins, pure, holy? These went to sleep and didn't get the Holy Ghost. These have got the Holy Ghost, had oil in their lamp. And when the bridegroom came, the voice came, the shout, and said, you know what, is, already you know, it speaks about, when it speaks about the voice and the shout, hallelujah, and the trumpet. Are we together? Then it says, they couldn't buy. And in the early stages, we used to think that foolish visions referred to Pentecostals. No, sir. It refers to everybody that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, whether they are in the message or out of the message. Amen. Now it says, go to them and buy and pray and get it. But they couldn't. While they were gone, the visions went into the wedding supper, and they were cast into outer darkness where they were weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. To you, he says, to you women, when you lay down a pattern, it's a nice piece of goods, same goods in it. But you take these, I saw where they were putting a pattern. Sometimes they will make it in. Maybe let me read this so that I can demonstrate the after. He says, your pattern just the way that you're going to cut it. Then you cut it, that's right. But you take the goods that you cut it to make your garment out of it. The rest of it is used. It's just as good as goods as the rest of it. But by election you have chosen that. The rest of it is just as holy and just as good and just as expensive as the rest of it. But that was your choice. God has promised that we are going into the rapture by election. And the Bible says the rest of the dead lived not for 1,000 years. So when, if I can use my handkerchief here, what is happening you want to cut a pattern, I'm told those that sew, what is happening, maybe they will have a piece of paper that they cut. Maybe it's a big paper. They cut out a pattern, maybe a shirt. And once they've cut out that pattern, they will be able to put the lines, maybe red lines, around on the edges of that paper pattern. And they will take that paper pattern, they will put it on the fabric. Are we together? Once they put it on the fabric, they will use the red line on the edges, and using the scissor following the red line, knowing that once we have completed cutting around the red line, then from the cloth, then we extract a pattern, and the pattern of the mock pattern of a paper will resemble the actual pattern that is extracted from the cloth. Are we together? What does it mean? The mock pattern symbolizes that Jesus says, "I go to God because I come from God." So that means the people that are going to go into the rapture are the people that come from God and are going back to God. Are we together? So that means these people, what is the mock pattern, if I can symbolize it? It is your theophany. You being here, you are represented by your theophany. And everyone that has got a theophany will go into the rapture. And let me drive it here. Unbelievers do not have a theophany. If they had a theophany, they would believe the message of their time. The theophany is only for the believers. Are we together? And the unbeliever, and that is why after the resurrection, the unbelievers are not going to be in new bodies. They will be in the same bodies that they sinned in. Are we together? They sinned in the terrestrial bodies. They will be judged in the terrestrial bodies. They will be annihilated in the terrestrial bodies. But the beauty of being a Christian, you being a Christian, you had a theophany, and then you had a terrestrial body, and when the theophany and the terrestrial body come together, it becomes a glorified body. Are we together? Isn't it beautiful to be a believer in the end time? Because when you're not a believer, you only rely on one body, and if that body has got diabetes, you must know you are doomed. But you, a believer, even if that body, the terrestrial body, has got a diabetes, then you've got a scripture, if this earthly tabernacle dissolves, then there is another tabernacle that is not made of hands, which is your spiritual body. Are we together? And when the resurrection is going to happen, we know what is going to happen. Brother Bram says you are 16 elements. Your body is made up of 16 elements, even though you were swallowed by a shark. But the 16 elements are there. And at the right time, they will come together. And your theophany has got to marry back your terrestrial body. Then you become a glorified body. Theophany doesn't eat, a glorified body eats. Amen. Are we together? Now, as we move with the pattern, I want you to understand there is a Gentile church. Within the Gentile church, there is a Gentile bride that is made up of saints throughout the seven church ages. Then there is 144,000. Are we together? The Gentile church, it will go through the tribulation. But the Gentile bride will not go through the tribulation. And that is why when you come and read in Revelation chapter 14, or maybe let's start in Revelation chapter 7, verse 18. If you find it, you can say amen. It says, "And one of the elders answered, saying unto him, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? Whence came they? And I said unto him, say, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne." They are not on the throne, folks. They are before the throne. And our goal is to be on the throne, not before the throne. Amen. "Therefore are they before the throne, and serve him night and day in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the lamp which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto the living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Amen. So when we were not in the message, we thought this scripture referred to the bride because they are arrayed in white robes. And Brother Brem later came to tell us that that is not the bride, because the bride does not go through the tribulation. And actually John, he sees a group of people, one is 144,000. He even names them in Revelation 14. He names them according to their tribes. But these ones, he doesn't name them according to their tribe because he doesn't know them. Because as a Jew, he did not know the Gentile. But as a Jew, he knew 144,000 and say, this one according to the tribe of so-and-so, according to the tribe of so-and-so, and it's 144,000. And this is where the Jehovah Witnesses got it wrong. 144,000 has got nothing to do with the Gentiles. 144,000 has got to do with the Jews. And the real Jews, the genuine Jews, are back in the homeland. Every time they go to the wailing long wall, and they keep on crying because they are looking for the rebuilding of the third temple. And we are told that it is at an advanced stage. And our prophet tells us that if you want to know what time of the day it is, you need to look at your watch. And if you want to know what date it is, you need to look at the calendar. But if you want to know what time it is spiritually, look at the land of Israel. And for the mere fact that they are back in the homeland and they've got a desire to save God, that means God is ready to return back to the Gentile. But here is a beautiful thing. The very same message that was preached in message churches is the same message that will be preached back in the land of Israel. And the Bible says, in one night a nation shall repent, which is 144,000. But when that happens, when Moses and Elijah go there, you and I are not upon the face of the earth. We have raptured. We are at the wedding supper. Hallelujah. And right here for the Gentile age, mercy is over. And when mercy is over, right there, there is a nation wailing, a nation of the chief. But you and I are not part of that, because we have experienced a body change. But the sleeping vision, both message believers and not message believers, those that did not receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they will be this side. And remember, when the bride goes up, the devil in his fullness comes down. And you are going to see the replica of Roman Empire. That's when the churches will close. That's when there will be a pressure of the mark of the beast. But you and I, if we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we are not going to be part of that. Let me tell you something, folks. It may sound ordinary, usual stuff on Wednesday evening. But let me tell you something. You don't want one morning to wake up and say, ha, what has happened? The rapture is gone. It will be too late. While there is still you being sober, and while there is still grace, make sure that you come in and you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Are we together? Brother Branham says in the message, Souls That Are in Prison, he says you will get to a point where you will hear the truth, but have no desire to repent. Don't ever get there. Don't ever get there. And when you still have, if you do something wrong and you feel condemnation, you must consider it the grace of God. Because if you can do something and not feel condemnation, you are in a more serious problem than a sinner in the street. Did you hear me? Amen. Are we together? Let's just read Revelation 14. Verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sang as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Normally, we expect a virgin to be defiled by a man. But here the scripture says, a virgin that is not defiled by a woman. This is the people that were not corrupted by the church system. Are we together? This is the Orthodox Church. They are not part of the World Council of Churches. They are back in the homeland, crying day and night, the Messiah. You know that the real Jew does not believe in the New Testament? The real Jew doesn't believe in the New Testament. They are still expecting the Messiah because their eyes have been blinded. And when you speak to them about Jesus, they don't buy it. They think you are confused. But one day, as Joseph appeared unto the brethren and said, I am Joseph, Jesus will appear unto them and show them the scars and say, I got the scars from the house of my brethren. And right there, the veil of blindness will be pulled off and they will begin to worship the Messiah. But the people that will introduce the Messiah is Moses and Elijah. Amen. Not physically that Elijah is going to be there. Brother Bremen speaks about the spirit. Hallelujah. Of Elijah that comes five times. And you know that the spirit of Moses, we saw him back on Mount Transfiguration. Hallelujah. And then Elijah, we saw him back on Mount Transfiguration. And those are the two witnesses that are coming according to Revelation 11 under the sixth seal to take the message back to the land of Israel. Amen. Are we together? These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God, not on the throne of God. Brother Bram said the Jews, 144,000, are not the bride. They are the servants. You are the bride. Isn't it amazing that God chose the Jews as his nation, but chose you as his bride? So that means they are in the new city. They are going to serve you. Because you are not before the throne, you will be on the throne. Hallelujah. Married in community of property. The wife that Joseph married in Egypt was higher than his brethren because she was the wife of the prime minister who was Joseph. And you, when the Jews rejected him, he turned to the Gentiles through the ministry of Paul and through the seven church ages. And that makes up the wife of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And while they are taking the message up there, back there, you are on a honeymoon with your husband for 3.5 years. Are we together? Brother Bram says in this message, the exposition of the seven church ages. Now these 144,000 are not the bride. In Revelation 40, they are called visions. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. The fact that they have not defiled themselves with women shows that they are the eunuchs. And the eunuchs were the keepers of the bridal chambers. They are not the bride. They are the keepers of the bridal chambers. They were attendants. Notice that they do not sit in the throne, but are before the throne. They are not in the bride, but will be in the glorious millennium reign. Are we together? That's what the brother Branham says there. Do we catch it? Amen. Amen. The bride, the wise visions have got a part in the second resurrection. Here's a formula maybe before we close. If you have been born once, hallelujah, you will die twice. And if you have been born twice, you will die once, should you die. Are we together? So that means if you are not born again this evening, if you die, You die in order to go and die. There is a second death which is more lethal than this death. Are we together? But if you are a believer and you die, you will never die anymore. And actually, a believer does not die. A believer changes a dwelling place. Hallelujah. It's like moving from one room to the next room. Amen. Are we together? Now, Brother Bram says, it is in the second resurrection where the five foolish visions come up. Remember, these are visions. Once we are taken as the wise visions and we are raptured, these churches are going to remain. The spoken word are going to remain. The Bibles are going to remain. And everything that we... You know why we are putting things on the internet? So that when we leave, there must be an access for the people to know what was preached when we were around. Are we together? Yes, they will download once we are gone. But it will be too late. Me, I don't want to be part of the people that want to download once the rapture has taken place. I want to go into the rapture. But we are leaving our footprints on the sense of time so that there must never be an excuse. And even though we were not recording, Brother Branham say every move is recorded on God's magnetic tape. Every thought is recorded on God's magnetic tape. That is why at the day of judgment, there's not going to be a debate and say, are you sure I did that? It will be a screen that opens and you will see yourself. That's why the Bible says the sinners will say, he has judged justly. Are we together, folks? Amen. It is in the resurrection where in the five foolish visions come up. Notice that they were visions. They did not have the Holy Spirit, so they missed being in the bride. Well, the five wise word oil became a part of that bride. But these people, being a separated, God-loving people, trying to abide in the word according to what they knew of it, and being a help in the work of the Lord, will come up at the end time. They will miss the millennium, which you can begin to see by this truth that is much more important and wonderful than we have ever thought or believed. Are we together? The five visions, foolish visions, they don't experience the first resurrection. They don't experience the wedding supper. They don't experience the rapture. They don't experience the millennium. It is only after the millennium, when they have got to appear before the white throne judgment, where there is a general second resurrection. And that is when the books are being opened. But if you are a wise vision, you will experience a body change. You will experience the wedding supper. You will experience the millennium. All those goodies are going to be experienced by you. But the one thing that makes you a criteria is not to belong to a message church. A criteria is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Are we together? And it goes further and it says, I saw a great white throne. And once we are taken up into the rapture, and the foolish visions remain. Look, they love the Lord. No doubt about it. They want to serve the Lord. But because grace will be over, what are they going? They are going to seal their testimony with their own blood. That is when the Pope begins to move and say, you need to declare that Jesus Christ is not the Lord of Lords. Are we together? But these people, they are going to withstand the system. And many of them are going to be cut off. Brother Bram said, during that time, it is going to be terrible. They will take an infant and grab the infant with the legs and smash the head of the infant against the wall, and the brain will splash out. But these people, because they love the Lord, they will still say, "Be kill us if needs be." And when we meet them at the white throne judgment, based on their works, that's when we separate the goats from the sheep. And when we say the ghost from the sheep there, it does not refer that they are part of the bride. It is just that based on their good works, that's when he's going to say, I was in prison, you came to visit me. I was hungry, you gave me food. So they are going in on merits rather than on grace. But once they go in, eternally, they can never be the bride. I hope we are together here. They will move in and out of the new city to serve those that are in there. Goodness, it must be heartbreaking if you were in the same church. But you come through the gates and you've got to leave. You are a servant and one is the wife. But you were sitting in the same chair, in the same church. One took the message seriously, one took it casually. What a sad story. What a sad story if we preach to you, but later we meet you at the judgment. And we say, brother, sister, why are you not here? Why are you not here? And the screen opens, and we see things that you did in secret where you thought nobody knows about. But there we'll be sitting with our king and the rest of the people watching your deeds on the screen. What a shame. But some that are virgins, they will come and say, listen, we prophesied in your name. We preached in your name. We sang in your name. Then he says, depart from me, you doers of iniquity. You do not want to be part of that group. You want to be the part of the group that will be on the throne, judging matters. Amen. Are we together? Amen. And I've mentioned Book of Life, Lamb's Book of Life, the benefits of those that are in the book on the Lamb's Book of Life, and as well as what the people that are in the Book of Life are going to miss. But this evening I say, be part of a divine pattern. And to be part of it, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Make sure that you've got a personal experience, not a secondary experience, not a hearsay, but somewhere where you as an individual can point at a moment and a time and a second and say, from that time, I was never the same. Then when you begin to speak in that manner, then you've got an assurance with your walk with God. Are we together? So you are not coming here trying to figure out. You know definitely where you are going. God bless you richly. I need you, Lord. As we stand to our feet. I need you. This evening. I need you. Let's reach out and touch the Lord as he's passing by. Brother Philip will come and wrap up in prayer for us.
Lord, that we can hear straight from you, Lord. Lord, as our brother Grace prayed this morning, this at the beginning, Lord, that, Lord, you are a God of love, Lord.
Yes.
And, oh, Lord, we just see the love flowing, Lord, that you are showing us that we must get ourselves ready, oh, Lord. And we're grateful, Lord, that you gave us that remedy, Lord. You said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And we're grateful, Lord, that you have given it us so simply, Lord God. All we have to do is follow the footsteps, Lord, that you said we must, yes. Lord. Lord, that we may turn our ways from the world and forget about the world and the things of the world, Lord, and focus ourselves on you, Lord, and just live the way you want us to live, oh, Lord. Yes. Not some supernatural living, Lord, but just a normal life, Lord. Mm. Just doing that which is right, saying which is right, Lord. Yes. Acting, Lord, and treating people properly, Lord. Yes. Just a simple Christian walker, Lord. And we're so grateful, Lord, for this message, Lord, that you've sent our way, Lord. Without this message, Lord, where would we be, our Lord? And yes. The sign that you've given us, our Lord, because we are believers of this message, Lord. Truly, Lord, we know, Lord, that's not by a coincidence, our Lord. You helped us, and you chose us, Lord, to believe this message, to live this message, our Lord. And we know, Lord, that you have, as you said to the disciples, I have to go and prepare a place.
Yes.
And that place, O Lord, we are going to, Lord God. You've made it that way, Lord, and we will be there, Lord, by your grace, by your mercy, your promises, Lord. You've spoke them, and you cannot turn against your promises, O Lord. And we pray, we say thank you, Lord God. Bless our pastor, Lord. Help him, Lord. Thank you for what he's done for us, O Lord. And we just pray for the service tomorrow, Lord. Help him as well, Lord, as he takes the message, O Lord, tomorrow, yes. For that sad time that's going to happen, our Lord, that you may be there too, Lord God. Go with us, Lord, those that weren't here too, Lord. May we go to them, Lord, and if we can see them and just tell them what we've heard this night.
Yes.
Just to prepare ourselves, our Lord. Make sure we have the Holy Spirit, our Lord.
Yes.
And just do that you want us to do. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen. In the cross, and after you'll be dismissed.
Cheers.